Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson and you are UrbanBuzzMag.com and I have Leah Honer on the line with me. She got a new album out called Just Me, Leah Honer. Now, she's on the line. Leah Honer, tell everybody what's going on with this new project you got out.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm just so excited for this new album, Just Me, Leah Honer, especially with the first single that I will be releasing on June 13th, and it's called Que Rico Sola. So a lot of my album has a lot of Spanish-English crossover music because I am in love with the language of Spanish. And I actually came to learn that from serving a mission for my church for 18 months in Mexico. So I recently just returned from there, and during my time there, I got to learn about the culture, the people. I came to love them. I came to love the food. I came to love their lifestyles, and I came to fall in love with their language. And wow. So being back and being able to speak fluent Spanish, I wanted to incorporate it into my music. And I absolutely love singing in Spanish. I think it's such a beautiful thing to be able to speak in other languages that people can understand, not only English, but also to those that speak and their first language is Spanish. So that's been amazing for me. During those 18 months, I really came to love everything about Mexico and their culture. And but more than anything, I came to love their music and the people. And so I'm very excited about this album because I feel like it doesn't really have one genre.
Okay.
And that's why the album is called Just Me, Leah Honer. It has a lot of parts of me. And music is a lot of vulnerability.
Yeah.
So I get to share every part of me. And every song has a different part of me in there. So.
All right. So let's talk about the first single. Translate in English for us what it means. And how did you come up with the song?
Yeah, of course. So the first single that I will be releasing on June 13th, Que Rico Sola, is a song basically about a girl that's independent, a girl that celebrates freedom, and celebrates just being okay, being alone. She doesn't always have to fit into the crowd and be somebody that she's not. She can be happy where she is. And I think that's so powerful because especially in this generation, we always feel like we need, you know, the exception of others and what they think and what they feel about us is what makes us who we are. But that's not true.
Right.
It's beautiful and it's rich. It's a rich life to be alone. So that's why it's called Que Rico Sola, because it is beautiful to be alone. You don't need to fit in and become somebody you're not just so that you feel important. Ooh. It's about celebrating your uniqueness and just being you.
Okay. Now that is a powerful statement. How much of you is in that single? How much of you? It sounds like you're in there somewhere. You're not just singing it for all the ladies, but I hear a little bit of you in there. Who did it?
Yeah. Right? I know. Definitely this song is for the ladies, for whoever relates to it. But yeah, this song, as you said, all the music and the singles I've written have a huge part of me in there. And wow. So I personally love that message for me because it just goes to show that there's only one Leah Honer. There's only one me, and
that's
I should
right.
embrace it. And
that's
I should
right.
live my life to the fullest, just being who I am and not trying to be somebody I'm not.
I love it. And a lot of that is just social media trying to manipulate you to try to be like somebody else. Like, oh, snap, you know, they have this dress or shoes or they went here. And, oh, I want to do the same thing. But there's nothing like an original. So we don't need no more duplicates.
Right. You now, said it perfectly.
Now, prior to this project, you did a project with your brother. Let us know the name of that project and talk a little bit about working with family.
Yeah, so I come from a family of 9 kids in total. So there's 11 of us in the family. So I'm the second oldest of 9. I'm
okay.
the first daughter. And so I have an older brother, and his name is Ammon. And so a couple years ago, my brother and I decided to work on a project and come out with an album together. And I love to work with my family.
Okay.
I love my family, and I want to be with them 24/7. Like, people ask what I do in my free time. I spend time with my family. Anything I do, I spend time with them. And so this album actually came to be because In the year of 2020, my brother and I decided to audition for a reality show for singers called American Idol. Mm-hmm. So I was 16 about the time, and he was 17. So my brother and I actually auditioned together, and we auditioned with an original song that we wrote called I Don't Want to Be Alone. Mm-hmm. And that song went viral on YouTube. It had 11.4 million views. And during that first audition, my brother and I got the golden ticket, and Katy Perry had told us that, you know, we are very talented and should be signed right now, and that our music writing capabilities is something that we should never give up and we should keep honing and perfecting. And so my brother and I actually came to learn that we had a talent to write music when I was about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And we decided to, well, my mom, at the time I only had 5 siblings, we would just fight every day. Like, my siblings and I have such different lives, and my mom just felt like a failure as a mother, and she wanted us to come closer.
Right.
And so she received this revelation from the Lord, as she said a prayer on behalf of her children, Amen. That we should just leave everything and just, in Hawaii, just live in a tent. And so that's exactly what we did. We left everything and we decided to move in a tent.
I love
During that
it.
Time, we lived the land, right? And we got goats. We milked goats. We had chickens. And during that time, more than anything, I got to get to know really who my siblings were. I didn't live in a house full of strangers anymore. I lived in a house full of people that actually loved me and cared about who I was. And so during that time was when my brother and I, we had so much time on our hands because we were taken away from the world.
Right.
That we figured out how we could write music. And so 4 years later, we enter on American Idol with that same talent and we get the golden ticket. And the next thing you know, like, I've made it to the top 24. I'm so grateful for the experience. And from then on, I feel like the music and my love for it has just grown. And the career just keeps soaring. And I learn more and more every day and I grow. And thanks to that experience of American Idol, I was able to show and share my gift that God has given to me and my family to the rest of the world. And so that's how that album came to be. That album is an album that my brother and I did, and it's called Gotta Move On. And I love, love that album because it doesn't have as great as the production and the skill level or the capabilities that I do have now for the singles that I've written. But I just love it because it's a beautiful reflection of how far I've come uh-huh. and how grateful I am for being able to start music. And so I love that album for what it was and what it taught me. And to this day, there's still songs in there that I love to listen to. But my brother and I have had so much fun together. And it was such a blessing on my part to be able to share that moment and the singles with him. And
yeah.
so... Yeah, that is the album that we wrote together called Gotta Move On.
Man, I love it. Listen, I am a Christian. If you're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, God of heaven, we're all in. You don't have to be timid to talk about God like that. Also, mm-hmm. how did you become interested in music? Is it just you? Is there a singer in the family? You're the second older, so was it your parents or just life experience and just listening to music that you just kind of horned in on?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have always loved music. So in the Hawaiian culture, the Polynesian culture, music is the biggest thing. It's what makes us become closer as a family. And I love music because it explains what words can't. And so that's why I have always loved it. And actually, my mom is the one that is musically inclined. My father, not so much. He's more on the sports side. So growing up, we had requirements in my family. So all of us had to learn an instrument and play a sport. So the sports for my dad, the athletics, and then the musicality for my mom.
Oh, okay.
So my mom actually grew up, yeah, very musically inclined. She played a cello. She majored in college.
Oh, okay.
And so she's absolutely very talented, and she's a beautiful singer, too.
Oh.
And so I owe my mother for that, all her genetics, you know, being able to sing. And when I was a baby, actually, my mom, she's so funny. She always tells me, you know, you have the gift of singing thanks to me, because when you were in my womb, in my belly, I would sing to you all the time. So she's like, that's why you came out with the singing voice. And I was
Aww.
Like, okay, thanks to that, Mom.
Right.
But
right.
yeah, so I started singing since I was 3. as long as I can remember. So it's been a huge part of me. And so I grew up playing the piano, classically trained. And all the rest of my siblings, they can sing, but they're not as passionate about singing as I am.
Right.
So it's okay, though, and I love it because they all have their different talents. So all the rest of my siblings, they play instruments. I have two sisters that play the violin and are classically trained, and one will be majoring in college as well. And I have a sister that plays the viola, a brother that plays the bass, and then our three younger ones, they're just getting into instruments with the cello and the piano. So all of us have our own instruments that speak to us. And so for me, it was the piano. And so I love a family that's musically inclined.
Yes, yeah.
Because, you know, with sports or many things, like when your body gets old, like that's when you know you can stop. But with music, it doesn't matter what age you are.
That's right.
How much experience you have. Music is just an expression, and you can do it as long as you live. So that's why I love it.
That is the absolute truth. Now, you also began songwriting as well. When did that peak in your life as an artist?
Yeah, so in that experience, when we lived in the tent, my brother and I figured out that we could write music. And it was funny, this story, because my dad, it was just one Sunday, and we really weren't doing anything, and I guess we were being kind of lazy, and my father specifically said, you guys got to do something with your life, like go outside, go for a run, write a song. He was just saying all these things nonchalantly. But my older brother, when my dad said, write a song, he took it seriously.
Right.
2 hours later, he wrote his first song. And so when my brother sang, I'm never going to tell him this, but he is actually my first inspiration. And something inside me clicked that day. It was just like a light switch. And I knew that writing music was something that I wanted to do. So I feel I reached the peak of that when we competed in American Idol, and our first audition was a song that we wrote together. That was definitely the moment that I knew that music was something, especially writing music, that I would want to do for the rest of my life, because I fell in love with it. And I loved how it made other people feel. But music to me, I write music differently from other people, and they write it differently from me. So music is just unique. It's the way that you are. So I'm grateful that people love my music, but more importantly, it's that I love it.
So
that's when I figured out that songwriting was something that I would want to do for the rest of my life.
Now, would you want to write for somebody else? Is there an artist you wrote a song maybe or had in your head and you was like, you know who could sing this, so-and-so, or you're not even interested in that?
I think I'd definitely be interested in that more in the future, just because I'm so busy right now, and I feel like my musicality grows each and every day, and I would love to help artists write music. That's something that is definitely in the cards.
Okay.
And but as of right now, I think I'm just so busy with my own stuff.
That's right.
But if I had artists to write for, like, I would do Bruno Mars for sure. I absolutely love his musicality.
Mm-hmm.
Probably another would be Meghan Trainor. I'd love to sing a song with Alicia Keys, just because she's amazing when she sings at the piano, and I'm such a huge fan. So there's so many artists that I would love to write for and love to learn from. I would love to help write for Ariana Grande too. There's just, you know, the sky's the limit on that.
Right.
So it's definitely in the cards, but in the future.
Okay. You're so professional and classically trained and so focused. I rarely talk to artists that's so focused. You're so focused. I can like feel it in the conversation, like boom.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, and that's what it takes to be successful. Just to backtrack a little bit, share a little bit of your experience trying out for American Idol, because you know we watch it on TV and we're always like, how they do that and what they be doing behind the scenes? Are they really nice? Are they trying to help these artists or what? Or maybe that's just me.
Right. No, that's totally reasonable. Yeah, I know people get a lot of questions because it's reality TV, and you know reality is supposed to be real. But really, for me, American Idol was such a growing experience. I was so young at the time, too. I was only 16.
Okay.
And so a lot of the things I went through, I don't think I was very mature enough to understand it. But I'm very grateful for the opportunities they gave me to be able to share something that I love so much, music. Behind the scenes, yeah, people really think reality TV is something that's real, but really it's not. It's not real. A lot of things are showcased, they're planned ahead of time.
Right.
But they definitely do have parts in there that are real and that are raw. And that was the part that was very interesting for me because I've never been on a reality show before. So I didn't know what to expect, and only being 16 years old and, you know, just with a little girl with a dream. I was excited for everything. And it was very interesting. I met a lot of people on that set, especially the judges with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan. It was very cool getting to know them and getting to be up close, hearing a little bit about who they are and
and
how they became to be artists. And it was cool going in the background and just seeing all these singers that have the same dream as I did. And it's just really cool to know that, you know, when you put your mind to something, anything's possible, especially when you have faith in God. And I remember when we first tried out, it was actually 2020, so it was during COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually doing virtual auditions for the first time. And yeah, so my mom was the one that basically, she was searching up on Google trying to find a new way for us to get exposure because of the pandemic, many things have been closed down.
Right.
And so on Google, she found that there were auditions for American Idol. And I've actually, to be honest, I've never watched a lot of American Idol. I mean, I've heard of it, but
right.
I wasn't like somebody that was very invested. So when she told us, like, hey, do you guys want to try out for this show? I thought it was like a small show or something. I kid you not. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe it's like, you know, something that you do locally. Maybe it's a local competition. Little did I know that when we tried out, we just did an audition on the computer with all the directors. And, like, I didn't think much of it. I was just myself. I played an original song at the piano, I Don't Want to Be Alone, my brother and I, the one that we auditioned with, to get the golden ticket. And 2 hours later, they call us back and say, hey, we want you down in Hollywood in 2 weeks, and we want you in front of the judges for the first audition. So even in the background, like, there's actually 6 auditions you have to go through to even get on camera.
Oh, okay.
But I was so surprised that they were like, nope, we don't need any more auditions from you guys, one and done. And I was like, okay, cool. I guess we're going to Hollywood. And then my mom decides to explain to me, like, oh, no, like, this is the real deal.
Right, this isn't a local
show. And then she mentions Luke Bryan. I was like, okay. And then she says Lionel Richie. I'm like, okay. And then she says Katy Perry. I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to get stressed.
Right.
So I was informed on the trip as we were going there what really American Idol was all about. And so when I stepped into there, I had no idea what I was doing, but I'm super nervous, but I had so much fun. And with every round that came, I learned more and more. I feel like I grew more in my musicality. I felt more comfortable on stage. So it was a huge blessing.
Right.
Definitely something that I'll never forget and an experience I would never trade.
Nice. So you had to make your way to Hollywood. They don't pay for you to come out, right?
So when you get onto the show, everything they do is paid for. So they pay for your hotel. They pay for all your 3 meals a day. Yeah. So it's like it's a whole package, which is nice.
Okay.
We didn't have to pay something.
That sounds cool. All right, let's get back to just me, Leah Hona. What else can we expect on this project? And are there songs in English as well?
Yeah, so I love that this album is called Just Me, Leah Hona, because it's basically just the inside of really who I am. Not just one part of me, but a lot of things about me. And so there are a couple Spanish to English crossover songs. There are about 3, but this song has about 10 to 12 songs in it. So you'll hear R&B in there. You'll hear pop. You'll hear some rap in there. You'll hear ballads. So there are songs in English in there as well. It's just an amazing project for me, especially coming back from Mexico and being able to settle back down into the USA and back into my career, because I had to leave it for a year and a half to be able to go on this mission for my church and be able to share the gospel with those that needed it. And so to be able to be back, I really see that God has blessed me in many ways, and this album is just a reflection of that. So English songs, English-Spanish crossover, R&B, hip-hop, some rap, you'll get all of it in there.
I love it. And I'm glad that you wasn't afraid to express yourself on this project. And that's why it's called Just Me, Leah Homa. Now, one other question I wanted to ask you is there a gospel album in the mix?
That is such a good question. I am such a fan of gospel music. Like, I love Christian music. It's just a beautiful thing for me. I have written some songs. An album, though, it may be in the works more in the future.
Right.
But I usually just write those songs just for me because I feel like Christian music is such a spiritual thing. And it was such a big part of my growing up. Actually, the first songs I wrote were Christian songs. So okay. Those ones are really close to my heart. And yes, one day I truly, truly, truly hope to make a Christian or a gospel album. Right. That really expresses my love for God because I'm only here in the first place thanks to Him. So that's right. Definitely in the cards for sure. And I can't wait to get to that project one day. And once this all dies down, I'll be able to put it all together.
Good, good. I love your spirit. I love your energy. Tell everybody your social tags, a website, or how they can connect with you and purchase your music.
Yeah, so my social media handles, be sure to check out Facebook and Instagram. My name is the same. It's Leah Homa O'Lyon. There's no capitals and no spaces in between. And on there, you can find the links to download my new singles and be able to buy merch and all that. Those websites will be on there. And also my YouTube is the same as well, Leah Homa O'Lyon. So grateful that I was able to be on this interview. I just want to thank you guys and especially all my fans that are so dedicated and love my music. It just makes me grateful. And that's the reason I keep going and why I have so much joy doing what I do.
My God, I love you.
Thanks, y'all. I love you too.
You're welcome.